We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And as we do on the first Wednesday of each month, we get an update from Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. And the executive director over there is Gina Snyder. Good morning.
Good morning. Good snowy morning to you.
Yes, indeed. It is it is Groundhog Day, believe it or not.
Oh, boy. What does this mean?
I don't know.
It's also 2/2/22.
That's right. We should mention that this morning. We didn't talk about that in a whole lot.
Yes. I think that makes it a great day. Let's go with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people will probably just be staying at home today, which is good. You don't want to be traveling when it's too nasty out there. But always a good opportunity here when the roads are safe to get out and enjoy downtown Manhattan.
Yes, that is so true. We don't want you to put you or your family in harm's way, but our city and county crews do such a good job of clearing the roads. I think downtown and the surrounding community will be safe soon enough.
Well, we talked about a little while ago how great it is during the holidays to be in downtown Manhattan, and it looks like there's a lot of participation here around some of the restaurants for Valentine's Day. That's coming up, I guess it's next week or two weeks from now.
Yeah, it actually falls on a Monday this year. So whether folks are going to come out on the weekend before or keep to the tradition of going out on actual Valentine's Day on that Monday, we are right now today in the process of creating a special tab on our website where you can just click on it and it'll take you straight to all of the specials that are going on for Valentine's over the weekend and on Monday the 14th. So make plans. A lot of those restaurants are going to require reservations, as they usually do for such a special. I think it's the third busiest restaurant day of the year behind Mother's Day and K-State graduation. So, visit our tab at downtownmhk.com. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not say, shop local for your sweetie's Valentine's gifts. We have so many jewelry stores and clothing stores and floral shops. And you just need to visit downtown and you've got all your sweetie's needs met.
And if you're looking to, you know, maybe propose, pop the question. We drive by the wedding dresses a lot. My little one loves to see the wedding dresses through the windows.
And they look so beautiful all the time.
Yes.
It's great. It's fun. Yep.
Good stuff. Well, that's always a lot of fun. And a lot of those restaurants, if you want, they have the takeout options as well.
They do. Yep, they sure do. Actually, several of them are doing takeout desserts as well. So if you're wanting to just do something special with desserts, you'll be able to find that on our website. Or you can go directly to your favorite restaurant's social media page and find it there as well.
All right. Very good. I took advantage of some flan last week when I was down at El Patron. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Some other events that we're going to be taking a look at down the road, there's some other things going on as we get into the springtime.
Yes, we kick off planning now, of course. Open registration is live now for our fifth annual Pink Up the Pace 5K and 1 mile honor walk. And that is our Run for Research race that we have been doing for the last 5 years. It benefits Johnson Cancer Research Center on the K-State campus. And we're really excited because we are on track to breaking last year's record number of dollars that we were able to donate directly to research. So we've had fantastic sponsors. They've really stepped up. They've really committed. They've gotten on board. They see the value and obviously the importance of funding the science community in looking for a cure, finding a cure for breast cancer. And all cancers, of course. Great thing about this particular race is that there's going to be some cancer screening going on. Don't have all of the details available yet, but it will be free cancer screening during that day. And once we get that information about the location and how you can access that free cancer screening, we will put that on our website at downtownmhk.com so that anyone, men or women, can come in for a variety of different kinds of cancer screenings. So looking forward to doing that again. We did that once 4 years ago, and it was a part of this race that a lot of people utilized. And it is open. You don't have to register to run in the race. It'll be open to everyone in the community. But we will have that information on our website very shortly.
All right. So be looking for that here real soon. And it's maybe not too early to start thinking about Third Thursdays either.
Oh, man. We are geared up and ready to go. Really in the final planning stages of really all of our events for 2022. Right now, we have an open call going on, which we are seeking. If you play the kazoo, we want you. So we are looking for artists of all kinds, all different medias. We would like to find musicians, performers, entertainers, jugglers, kazoo players, whatever your special talent is. If you really excel at tap dancing or flying from a rope, we want to have you. We want to invite you down to Third Thursdays, our event series that goes from May through September. And we invite you to visit our website and fill out the interest form. You will have to submit a couple of different samples of what you do so that our art committee can review and make sure that it's family friendly and something that we can accommodate in our public space downtown. That's one of the big things is we often run out of space to put everybody in, but we do want to have a mix of different kinds of artists and performers and entertainers, musicians. We can set up a stage for music, but however, whatever you think you have that can highlight our community and your special artist talent, we want to showcase it during Third Thursday.
Always a lot of fun here. And, you know, air guitar, that's the one I think about here last year. That was so much fun having the air guitarist in here. That was something that was not something you always think about. Didn't know what to expect. Went out there and had just a joyous time.
It was the most fun. It was a great way to cap off the whole Third Thursday event season. It was our final Third Thursday of the year. And to see the varying ages of people and demographics that actually got up on that stage and did the whole air guitar thing, I kind of felt shamed, like, okay, Gina, I need to step up next year. Hopefully we're going to have it this year again. Still waiting on details. No promises there, but we're definitely trying to make that happen with our really amazing partners at Insight MHK. It's a local private group of people that are just passionate about bringing arts to the community and fun things to the community. So we're waiting on word from them about what's going to happen for for our upcoming Third Thursday series.
What's been the overall perception? I don't know how long Third Thursday has been a thing downtown, but the businesses, they must really enjoy it.
You know, it's been great for everybody. When we first came up with this, the event series in 2018, we wanted to, as always, we try to think of events that really benefit our businesses, but also the patrons, and then if we can, the community, and then even further, the region. So this was something that we felt really would benefit our businesses and the community, and now the region. So we're continuing to grow on that. The businesses do see a return. They love the patrons, even if patrons just stroll by and notice, like you said, the wedding dresses in the window. You now know where you're going to get your wedding dress for your daughter when she's old enough, mm-hmm. because you've walked past it many times. But yes, we have lots of folks that plan to take the loop of looking at the artists and watching the performers and listening to live music, and then they step in and they eat dinner at one of the restaurants or have drinks or make a date night out of it or a girls' night. But it's very family friendly, so everyone can come down, and it's growing every year. It's getting bigger. Of course, 2020 we couldn't do Third Thursday, so we sort of feel like we're starting over, having to rebuild and get our name and mission out there again.
All right. Well, there's a lot of exciting things. Now, I'm running short on time here, but I might just ask you real quickly, the prospect of this Art and Light Museum downtown. That sounds very exciting.
Oh, man. I am absolutely thrilled for actually the state of Kansas, really. And this is a phenomenal thing to have downtown. It's going to draw a lot of tourism. It's going to draw a lot of patrons, repeat patrons in and out. My understanding is there will be an art gallery as well that, you know, so you can return. It's not a one and done type of thing. I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg. We've had a mission for quite a long time. Downtown Manhattan has of being in the arts and entertainment center of the region. And I feel like this puts us right there. Super excited.
All right. Well, Gina, it's good to talk to you once again. And we'll look forward to talking to you sometime very soon.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Brandon. Stay warm. Be safe.
You too. That's going to wrap up our program today. NBAF and General Perry Wiggins tomorrow.